Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is May 1st, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. A couple of weeks ago, Mars began its retrograde period, meaning the planet of action, results, and aggression is being held back. Thus, its energy gets pressurized, setting up tense situations that are capable of blowing up. Mars is also influenced by the proximity of Saturn, the planet of harsh realities. The past week has seen numerous instances of this. The ceasefire in Syria, which was shaky at best, has apparently ended, with multiple bombardments of the city of Aleppo, including direct air attacks by the Assad regime on one of the last remaining hospitals. In Iraq, political tensions boiled over. A Shiite mob stormed the government buildings in Baghdad, breaking through the barriers of the Green Zone. They were expressing their long-standing displeasure with the government. The Iraqi government declared a state of emergency. After ransacking parliament, the protesters withdrew. And in the U.S., Donald Trump, in his efforts to win over the state of California, has encountered protesters at his rallies, some of which have turned violent. In Orange County, police cars were smashed, and 17 protesters were arrested. Mars retrograde doesn't end until the end of June, so the violent events will continue. In fact, on May 21st, there will be a full moon exactly conjunct retrograde Mars, a strong likelihood for something significant occurring around that time. An interesting feature of the 2016 campaign in both the Democratic and Republican camps has been the seemingly irrational optimism of the losers. Despite what looks like nearly a done deal in the race to accumulate convention delegates, nobody is dropping out at this point. There's an astrological explanation for this. Neptune, opposite Jupiter. Besides being the planet of faith and optimism, Jupiter is also the planet of truth. Jupiter is now in position to be directly aspected by Neptune, the planet of fantasy and illusions. Thus, we get irrational faith, delusional optimism, distorted truth, and so forth. But wait, there's another astrological factor now moving into position to influence the Jupiter-Neptune pattern. Saturn, still retrograde, now sits at the midpoint between Jupiter and Neptune, forming what astrologers call a T-square. T-squares set up patterns of tension and stress. Saturn is, of course, the reality check planet. By being at the midpoint of the Jupiter-Neptune opposition, the planet of harsh reality interferes with the delusional optimism of the Neptune-Jupiter interchange. Now that Donald Trump has smothered his opponents in 6 straight primaries in the Northeast, vacuuming up more delegates than any of the pundits foresaw, an aura of invincibility has formed around the billionaire mogul's bid for the Republican nomination. The Republican establishment is having to come to terms with what they had been dreading: Donald Trump as the inevitable Republican presidential nominee. The Republican establishment appears to be approaching the last of the 5 stages of grief: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally, acceptance. All right, maybe some Republicans are still at the depression stage. The alternative scenario, a Republican convention in Cleveland that explodes into total chaos, seems to be less palatable than having a candidate who is now, obviously, popular with the party's voters. As I pointed out a couple of months ago, the astrology chart of the date of the convention does, in fact, show a lack of confrontational planetary patterns, which is why I said a while back that there would not be an open convention. And here it is again as a reminder. Note that Mars, the planet of conflict, is not in direct aspect or even in square aspect to anything. Mars is, however, in Scorpio, the sign of alliances. Meanwhile, Uranus, planet of rebellion, is at 0 degrees, right on the border between Pisces and Aries, a position indicating weakness. So, nothing happening from the planet of revolution. And note that the planet of consensus, Mercury, is conjunct the planet of agreement, Venus. So, looks pretty much like the outcome of the Republican convention will already be a done deal come July. And likewise, the chart of the Democratic convention, a mere week later, looks pretty much the same. Not much conflict present here. So, apparently, it's Hillary versus Donald. I will be doing an in-depth astrological analysis of who wins in November in a forthcoming episode. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.